First Peter chapter 3. If you could find your place there. First Peter chapter 3. If you're able, let's stand together. And look at verse 15. Heavenly Father, as we approach the Word of God this afternoon, I pray that you'll guide us into all truth by your Spirit, that you'll forgive us where we fall short, and that as we seek to learn how to be ambassadors for Christ, to learn how to do the ministry that you've given us as ministers of reconciliation, to use the word of reconciliation skillfully, God, I just pray that you'll train us up and prepare our hearts and our minds and just give us opportunity week after week to share Christ with others. Please forgive where we fall short and help us, Lord, just to grow in this business of evangelism, that we can do the work that you've left for us to do until you take us home. Thank you for this time together. Please be with those who can't be here, but help all of us to learn by your word, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you of a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. Please be seated. So as we come back to this idea again, the last couple of times, we really tried to look at some obstacles to evangelism. And I think everybody gets this. How many of you have ever been scared to share the gospel with somebody else? Anybody been afraid? Okay, so we have fears, the primary thing that keeps us from sharing the gospel inside. But then we have obstacles on the outside. So we went through a lot of those questions. I tried to bring the top questions that people ask a lot of times when you're trying to do evangelism. And so we walked through some of those. If you've missed that or forgot it, you can find it online, and hopefully that'll be a help to you. There's a ton of great resources out there as well. I think all of us should be interested in evangelism. And there are just tremendous resources out there. I know I mention it all the time, but I'll do it again. Living Waters Ministry, Ray Comfort, and those guys have been an incredible blessing to my life and encouragement to me in evangelism. We've been through some of their training here in the church, and I love to watch their videos and get the resources. It was cool today. I never think that a recall is going to be a good thing, but you guys know I have a side hustle where I do some construction work, and several years ago, we had installed a shower and some shower doors for a guy, and one of his hinges failed. And so I had to go up there and change out the hinges, which, you know, it's like, that stinks. I have to go change out a hinge. But it was awesome because the guy, the customer, got to share his testimony with me. I tried to witness to him when I was there last time, years ago, and he told me he was a Christian, told me about where he goes to church and all these things. But as it turns out, he said, I just want to tell you, he was like, I was a false convert. I wasn't really saved. He was like, I grew up in a pastor's home, and I kind of went through the motions and did all the things externally. He said, but I wasn't really born again. And since the last time I'd been there, he had been born again, and he was on fire for Jesus. Man, he talked about how he got he's like, when I got saved, for sure got saved, he's like, I got hungry and thirsty for the word of God. And man, I wanted to go to church and worship. And he's gotten really, and he found Living Waters, Ray Comfort, and this guy is super evangelistic. He and his wife go out regularly just by themselves to do evangelism. And it was a blessing just to talk to him and the joy he had in sharing the gospel. I just want to tell you, it doesn't always have to be scary, right? And you can equip yourself. There's a lot of resources out there. So we're having this evangelism training so that as a church we can be equipped. But you don't have to stop learning here. You can keep learning through primarily the Word of God. You can be strengthened through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can be especially strengthened by doing it. We learn by doing, right? So when he says, be ready always, that's what it means. It means to always be ready. Now, I know a lot of people will try to kind of twist this around and say, yeah, but I'm just going to wait around for somebody to ask me for the reason of the hope that's in me, and I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to them. But I don't know how you're going to reconcile that idea with the rest of Scripture. When the Lord says, go preach the gospel to every creature, when he taught us to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in so that my Father's house will be full. So I know you might say, well, it just says to be ready if they ask you, but they might ask you because you're trying to talk to them about Jesus. right? So we're going to take the gospel. We're not going to just stand around and wait for somebody to find us to ask. We're going to take the gospel out, but we want to be ready to do that. And so we prepare ourselves and we want to give an answer, a defense for it. So there's obstacles within us, the fear that we have inside, but let your fear drive you to your knees to cry out to God and say, God, I'm afraid to talk to people about you. Give me courage. And he will. And so we pray about it. And we remember the righteous are as bold as a lion. And then we're ready because we're thinking about, we're anticipating. We think about the questions that people might have. And we're ready because we've thought about it. We've looked in the scriptures to find answers. And we're ready to give an answer. But I've got great news for you. You don't have to know everything there is in the world to know about every religion in the world or every scientific, archaeological, or atheistic thing you might have to come up against. When you know the gospel, you know everything you need to know to tell somebody. So one of the reasons we like to use the law to bring conviction of sin, right? Well, what if I talk to somebody and what if they're an atheist? Well, you know what they need? They need to hear the law to bring conviction of sin so that they can hear the gospel and hear. Well, what if they don't believe? Listen, the truth is the truth whether somebody believes it or not. Is that true? So if somebody is standing in the middle of the highway and a semi is barreling down at them, and they're standing in the road, and you're like, hey, man, get out of the way. There's a truck coming. And they say, I don't believe in trucks. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's unreasonable, right? And it doesn't change the reality. And the same thing's true for somebody who says there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no hell. That ideology, that thinking doesn't change the reality. And God's word is still powerful. Whether they think they believe in it or not, it's still true. And God's going to use his word. So be ready and ready to give an answer. And what is the answer? What is the reason of the hope that's in you? It's Christ. What's the reason of the hope? Jesus. What's the reason of hope? What do you mean? What about Jesus? Well, he died for my sins and he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The reason I have hope is because Jesus died for me and rose again and he saved me. The reason is the gospel. The reason of the hope is the gospel. So we're always going to come back to the gospel. And I want to give you a little practicality today. And I think this is something I've missed a lot in my evangelistic efforts, and I hope it'll be a help to you. I think that prayer is one of the most important ingredients in evangelism. You guys agree with that? But not just praying for ourselves to have the courage to go out, not just praying for the lost that they'll hear the gospel before we go, but actually using prayer when we talk to somebody. I want you to understand today that there are a lot of people out there that think that we have an agenda, that the church is just after something. They think that we're like any other group in the world and we just want what we can get from them. And I think there are a lot of people, when you go talk to them, they think that all you care about is getting somebody else to come to your church. Like, all you care about is more numbers in your church. And we want to make sure that people understand we care about them. And I think one of the great ways we can do that is asking somebody how we can pray for them then and there. Is there any way that we can pray for you? And I'm going to tell you, I've seen the impact it makes on people's hearts because it shows that you're concerned about them. They're a person that you care about, not just a project. Does that make sense? You guys get that, how somebody might feel like they're just a project? Like if you're just, all you're there for is to try to get them to come to church, just, hey, come to our church, come to our church, come to our church. I can understand why somebody on the outside might think that we just have an agenda or they're just a project. But they're not projects, they're people. And people have real needs and real hurts. And one of the things that we can do, one of the most effective things that we can do is to pray for them. And if we care about them, we'll want to pray for them. Do you guys think prayer works? So it could be just as simple as this. When you're talking to somebody, just say, hey, is there some way that we can pray for you today? How can we pray for you? Is there anything going on in your life that we could pray about? And maybe you just ask them then, hey, could I pray with you now? I had an opportunity to meet a guy this morning and talk to him for a while. And I asked him before he left, I was like, hey, can I pray for you? And he was like, absolutely. And it's amazing. Like, I don't know this guy. I met him for the first time today. He takes his hat off and we pray right there. And I'm just telling you, it matters to people because you're showing that you care about them. Do you guys remember what the Bible says in Matthew 9:36? When Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. And here's what I've been guilty of. Sometimes I get super nervous about going to talk to people. I get really scared. And so in my nerves, I get real, I don't know, I just talk too fast, and I'm just trying to get through it. You guys know what I'm talking about? You're like, yeah, I wish you'd do that right now. Just get through it. I just get nervous, and I'm just trying to say all the things that I need to say, just trying to get through it, right? And I forget that I'm talking to a person. And so when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. And what we have to do is see people. What are they? Well, they're human beings. They're people who are made in the image of God. What are they? They're people who we don't know, and we don't know if they're saved or not. So they're people we ought to be concerned about. We ought to have compassion for. And so we ought to be moved with compassion. And one of the ways that we can show that love is to pray for them. It shows that we really care about the person. It lowers their defenses, and it shows that, listen, we're here because we're trusting in God, and we think you ought to trust in God too. It shows that we're depending on God. And I want to tell you this: prayer is powerful. Prayer brings the Spirit of God into the situation. And if somebody you're talking to says, "Absolutely, please pray for me," I mean, you just unlocked the power of heaven, right? I mean, you've just unleashed the Spirit of God into the situation, and the person openly invited you to do that. Hey, can we pray for you? Absolutely. Well, now you get to pray, and the Spirit is, and they have opened their hearts and minds to that, and the Spirit of God's going to move. Somebody said one time, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You ever heard that before? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think praying is one of the most important things we can do in order to show the love of Christ to somebody. So we want to pray. And we want to pray before we go. That be ready always involves me praying for myself to be ready. It involves me praying for the people I'm going to talk to, because God knows who I'm going to talk to before I do, doesn't he? Are you going to talk to somebody this week? Probably. Do you know who? Not necessarily, but does God know? Yeah, so I'm going to pray for myself. I'm going to pray for them. But then when I'm in the situation, I want to pray for them if they'll let me. And we can show the love there. So that's prayer is one of the main ways that we can get ready. We're going to do something a little different this afternoon. And hopefully it'll help some of you stay awake. So we're going to pray right now together. And then I'm going to shut off this live stream. And we're going to do some more evangelism training together. All right? Everybody ready? You scared? Good. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the time. Please bless your word. We pray that you'll help us to have courage to take the gospel to others. We pray that you'll work in the hearts of those we will meet this week, that your Holy Spirit would work in their hearts, their minds, their circumstances, that they might be ready to receive the word of God, that the seed of the gospel would find good ground in their heart, that they would believe and bear much fruit for your glory. Please help us as we continue to try to learn how to reach others with the gospel. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're not done, so don't get excited. Here's what I need you to do. You guys, I need your help this afternoon. If you've been out on evangelism, like if you've talked to somebody one-on-one and you're fairly comfortable, not that you don't get nervous, but you're fairly comfortable having a gospel conversation with another person, would you stand up real quick? You're not bragging. I'm just saying, I'm willing to talk to somebody about Jesus. Okay, that's you. Now, here's what I need you to do. If you're standing up, I need you to find somebody else in the room. It doesn't matter.